Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hats. And get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live. The show with no
name. That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world. Yeah! Friday, baby.
El fin de semana comienza por la mañana. Este es tu show. Y a los mandos, Juanjo Durán, R. Gauna.
Hot stuff, baby, this seems.
Sí, ma.
I want some hot stuff, baby, this night. I want some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Gotta get some hot stuff, gotta get some hot stuff, yeah.
What do you need?
I want some hot stuff. I need that hot stuff.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The show with no name, hot stuff. That's right. And folks, it is Friday. And Mom, what do we say? By the way, good morning, Mom.
Good morning, Alberto.
How are you? Joining
good.
Us again,
great.
My mother, Linda Alonso, in the house.
In the house.
That's right, Linda Alonso. I know you guys are enjoying her and having her here on the show with us. Now, guys, if you want to watch the show, yesterday we were live on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's correct.
And where are we live today, Mom? Where are
we
live?
We are live on Facebook.
And in fact, you can see Juanjo, right? Juanjo, métete aquí, atrás. This is, you guys can see Juanjo de hola a la gente. There's Juanjo as well, guys. And my mom. And wow, what a cool show we've got planned for today.
Great.
Now, we've got a lot of surprises for the listeners.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've got even some surprises for you.
For me, too.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, every day I try and surprise you somehow.
Okay.
Right. So that said, are you excited?
Yes.
Yeah? Now, how was Thanksgiving yesterday? Did you have a nice time?
We had a marvelous time.
Tell the viewers, I say listeners because they're listening, and viewers because they can watch us on Facebook today.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Well, tell us what we did yesterday.
We went to an excellent Italian restaurant. You have to pronounce the name because I can't.
O Babbo. Which is in the opera section
right
of Madrid.
Right by the opera house in Madrid. And we had a marvelous meal and were entertained by Bruno and the other talented musicians. And I forgot the young lady's name. Monica.
Monica, so who is from Naples.
From Naples, from Italy, who was visiting. So it was a really, it's a Thanksgiving I will never forget.
I mean, we
and
basically.
And I had truffles for the first time.
You had white truffles,
white
which
truffles
is very different than
pasta.
Black truffles.
Yes.
Very different price there. But we had a great time, guys. One of my favorite, and I'm very picky with Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because my grandmother used to make fresh pasta, fresh basil, mm-hmm. albahaca. So I'm very picky when it comes to Italian food. And it's one of my favorite places. A, because the food is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Bruno, who's an actor, he's a famous actor,
mm-hmm.
but he also runs the restaurant. He's a singer.
And when Bruno just receives you at the door, and then he sings, Oh, Sole Mio.
It was a great night.
And he did a tarantella. He did Pan Pan Americano. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you had a good time, Mom.
So check it out, but call for reservations.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you need to reserve.
Yeah, you can't just pop in.
It is a busy place. It's mm-hmm. right near the opera. And if you're looking for an experience, and mm-hmm. I'm not getting paid. We didn't get any. I only support things that I really like. And Bruno has, I think, not only the best Italian food in Madrid, mm-hmm. but when they start singing serenatas to you and all this.
I think the entertainment is on Thursday nights, right?
Thursday nights, mm-hmm. They have entertainment there, and it is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The place is called O Babbo.
And you know what? I forgot to ask him what that means.
Well, we can look it up. We have Google, too.
Okay.
But we can ask Bruno.
Okay.
So you had a good time?
Great time.
Good. Are you having a good time so far
Excellent.
In Madrid?
I'm going to miss this when I go back.
Well, the show is going to miss you. There's mm-hmm. going to be a big hole over here. Now, Mom, you know how Dad, he always says, thanks God.
Yes.
And we all know it's thank God.
Right. Singular.
Right. It's mm-hmm. in singular. But mm-hmm. on Fridays, we have an expression that we say. What is that one?
Thank God it's Friday.
But what is the acronym? The acronym is like TG. No, no, wait.
TGIF.
TGIF. TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. Well, folks, we are live on Facebook, which is my mother's favorite social media.
And this one doesn't disappear.
Well, what do you mean? Oh, well, the thing is, Instagram lives disappear.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
After 24 hours.
I had no idea.
They are fleeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they're just there for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
One moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we've got some great plans. As well, we're going to the Prado, the Reina Sofia. I'm also taking my mom to Barcelona next
mm-hmm.
week. Now, we're not going to go sightseeing. I have to work.
Mm-hmm. And I'm tagging along.
So, great for...
Tagging along.
Por favor, un totally native para mi madre que suena como una americana nativa.
Totally native.
To tag along.
Mm-hmm.
So to tag along, tell the listeners what this means, to tag along.
When you're going somewhere, but you're really not needed, but you're just kind of going for the ride. So
I think of like a little brother.
Mm-hmm. You're tagging along.
Take your little brother with
you. So if you didn't go, it wouldn't really be traumatic.
But we need you there.
Well.
I want you there.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm tagging along.
We are celebrating 1,000 programs with Radio Nacional Gente Despierta,
mm-hmm.
the show I work on. And on Thursday, we'll be in Barcelona doing a live show. So if you guys are in Barcelona and you're available from 4 to 7
mm-hmm.
next coming Thursday,
mm-hmm.
let me know. And I can see if I can get you, you know, there are a limited amount of seats. But we'll be doing the show in front of a live audience at Radio Nacional Studios in Barcelona, which I've never been to.
That's going to be great.
So, guys, if you're listeners in Barcelona, if you're free this coming Thursday from 4 to 7, let me know, and I'll give you more information about that. So that's a lot of fun. It's going to be a blast.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
And we'll at least have to see the Rambla or something like that.
Okay.
No, we got to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know that there's one part of the show that we have to do in every section.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what that was called?
Say what?
But you gotta.
Say what?
Say what?
What?
right. Say what? Say what? We're celebrating Black Friday. Well, not really. Do you celebrate Black Friday?
It's really for the start of the Christmas shopping season.
Now, I'm not a big consumer. I don't buy it. Literally. Mm-hmm. No lo creo, no lo compro. It means the same thing in English. So they're like, you have to buy today's the... No way. Not me. Mm-hmm. Not me. Black Friday. Yeah, well, my mom was surprised. You were surprised.
I was surprised to see it here in the some of the stores and with Vaughn. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Well, at Vaughn, we've got some Black Friday
specials
deals going on right
mm-hmm.
now. Absolutely. Right. In fact, if you go to our website, Grupo Vaughan, you'll find we've got really special deals going on.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you know me, I'm not a consumer. Mm-hmm. If I need something, I buy it. I don't wait for, you know, a special day of
unless
the year.
Unless it's Apple.
Well, but even Apple, I don't buy it. I buy it when I need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I don't... Oh, boy!
Sigue las pistas que Alberto va a ir diciendo a lo largo del programa y participa con él a través de Twitter. Ya sabes, @IMAlbertoAlonso. ¿Me ayudas a descubrir de qué ciudad se trata? Esta es la primera pista.
Well, Mom, you know what that means. Before we do say what, we've got to give away or give our first
clue.
Mystery City clue.
Can I do two instead of one?
What do you mean?
Can I say the first clue is number two?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
So wait, though. Let me explain how it works.
Oh, okay.
You know, just in case, you know, my mom gets so excited. She's like, okay, so let me give you the third clue. I'm like, we have to do one and two first. My mom likes to, the expression is jump the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I know you're ready. She's ready. She was born ready.
Yes.
All right, so this is a mystery city. We do this every Friday mm-hmm. here on the show.
Okay.
We give you three cryptic clues,
mm-hmm.
three cryptic clues, and at the end, once you've heard all three clues, you can try and guess on Twitter or on Facebook today,
mm-hmm.
our mystery city.
Okay.
Now, let me explain something here to you as well.
Okay.
If you've won the book already, what is the book we're giving away?
English on the go.
Ahora sí.
I got
ahora
it.
Sí.
All right.
English on the go. Aprende inglés viajando por el...
Mundo.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's available now at Vaughan Tienda. But if you want to win the book today, then and you haven't won it already, mm-hmm. remember, if you've won, do not participate. Write it on a piece of paper, please. We believe that you're brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
We trust you're brilliant. So we're going to give you three cryptic clues. Never take them on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
They're always going to double meaning to them, as you know. And don't guess until I've given you all three clues.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person to guess today's Mystery City after all three clues have been said will, of course, win English on the Go.
English on the Go.
My
all
latest
right.
book. It's a travel book. We
mm-hmm.
discover cities, so I figured it's an appropriate contest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to give this clue first?
Yes, I want to give that one.
Okay, so start with there are in this city.
There is... There are? Okay.
Okay. Because it wouldn't make sense.
Oh, okay. There are the great falls in this city.
All right. Let me do the clue here. Because there are great falls in this city.
There are great falls
it's
in this
city. It's a cryptic clue, so...
Oh, I got it.
If you come and say, like, the
okay.
thing, then you see what I mean?
It has got it.
To fall. What is... It means to fall down.
To Whoa! Fall down. There are great falls in this city.
Hmm. There are great falls. Grandes caídas.
All the time.
All the time?
All the time.
So is it a slippery place? People are slipping on the sidewalks?
Could be.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the first cryptic clue. There are great falls in this city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are great falls in this city.
Yes.
Now, you guys know the word fall is otoño as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
It also means the spring.
Oh, really?
Well, not the spring, the autumn.
The autumn.
The
mm-hmm.
autumn. The
yeah.
fall
mm-hmm.
or the autumn. Fall mm-hmm. is caerse. So remember, cryptic clues. There mm-hmm. are great falls
In this city.
In this city. So be careful.
Okay.
Be careful. Nobody wants to fall down, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's your first cryptic clue over there. You think it's an easy one today or?
Pretty difficult.
Okay. So my mom says it's going to be difficult. Well, good. We're giving away a book. We got to make them work for it. Right? I mean, might as well make them work for it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. So we've got to do the say what.
Let's do say what.
All right. So, Juanjo, we're going to hear it 4 times, as always. And I want you guys to tell me who's speaking and
what
they're saying.
And what they're saying.
And
why they're saying
and
it.
And why they're saying it.
And where they're saying
and it. And where they're saying it from. And why they're not wearing a jacket. And why they didn't wash their hands. To mom. Mom, that's what moms want to know. So we want to know the who, what, where, when, why, and how.
Everything.
Of today's Say What. We're going to miss you here on this show, Mom. Oh, man. All right. Well, we might have to connect with you in the United States and just do live broadcast. Hacemos remoto con mi madre de Estados Unidos.
When you're doing live, I'm getting ready to go to work, actually.
Well, we'll give you a mic. Le ponemos un micro. Se está vistiendo. Está ahí participando.
I'm getting in the shower, getting out of the shower.
I'm sure. What,
having my coffee.
I hope this isn't a video connection, though. All right. So here we go. Juanjo, let's hear our Say What soundbite.
We'll knock on every door until our knuckles bleed. We'll beg and we'll plead and we won't take no for an answer.
Whoa. Whoa. So that's short.
Wow. Yes,
yesterday was longer.
Longer. Mm-hmm.
But the woman was much more eloquent or, you know, she spoke slower.
Right, right.
Right. And this, so what can we ascertain? Remember, every time we listen to this, we want to get some information because the first time, let's be realistic, nobody's going to get all that text.
Well, the first time it's a female voice.
A female voice. Okay, good. We can rule things out. It's a female voice. What else can we say?
A female American voice.
Yeah, sounds like an American accent to me, right?
And a young female American
sounds
voice.
Sounds young, yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, it almost sounds like a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'd have to say, I mean, sounds like a teenager or a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like her voice hasn't fully developed yet.
Right, right.
At least to me.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. And then putting it in context. I mean, we're not going to get into what she says yet, but she's she's saying it pretty fast, and she seems determined.
Very determined.
Right? Like, I'm going to do this no matter what. COC. So that's what we want to know, folks. We want to know who's speaking. We want to know what they're saying, and what else?
Why they're saying it.
Why?
And
why?
Where they're saying it.
Where are they? Where are they, and why? Why? What's their motivation? We want to know. We want to know what they're saying and why, as we said. Oh, and aside from your section, because we have mom phrases, that's a new section that we have these 2 weeks, we also have another section today called Meet the Teacher.
Okay.
And Meet the Teacher, nice to meet you. I call it nice to meet you, Meet the Teacher. Today we're going to be meeting a very cool teacher from Bristol, England.
All right.
And she's a wonderful person, great friend, and an amazing teacher.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to follow her on social media, it's Pronunciation with Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Emma with two M's. She's awesome. Es fantástica. She's a great teacher. And today, you guys are going to meet her later in the show.
Great.
Okay, we're going to interview her, and we're going to get some tips. Again, this is just to open up in case you guys aren't following all these wonderful accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to meet Vaughn teachers. We're going to meet non-Vaughn teachers in this section. So today, we're going to meet Pronunciation with Emma. As I said, if you guys aren't following her, you're going to fall in love because she is a wonderful teacher and she really has a good way. Well, the pronunciation thing, you know, it's hard. Now, of course, she pronounces quite differently than I do.
Yes.
But that's cool.
But that's
you have
okay.
your American teacher, your British teacher, right? So that's the way it works. All right, guys. So that's going to be later on. As well. Now, we've got a lot of comments. Do we want to read some comments here on Facebook, guys? Remember, we're live on Facebook today.
All right.
David Lyon. Good morning, buddy. Another day enjoying with the best team of teachers. TGIF, my friend. Come on.
All right.
Great. That's Francisco Javier Martinez says here it's 2:34 a.m.
Wow. Where are you, Francisco?
That's what I want to know, too. Where are you, buddy?
Wow.
And thanks for that devotion, that dedication.
Either you're up very early or going to bed very late.
Or you're a party animal. Javier Flipada, ready to rock, as always. You know how they say ready to rock in English? In Spanish?
No.
Al pie del cañón.
I would never know that.
At the foot of the cannon. So that means I'm ready to fire. Okay. Ready to go. Ready
that,
for action.
That phrase I don't know.
Al pie del cañón. Mm-hmm. It's a great one. I love it. I probably said it a little bit wrong. So, Javier is ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, good morning, TGIF, and what a great live show this is going to be. You know it, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because mom's in the house, it's Friday.
It's Friday, TGIF. And
TGIF, amigos. Francisco Javier Martinez says, you're the best, Alberto Alonso. No, I'm not. My mom is.
No.
I don't want to be the best. No way. Too much responsibility. Richard Vaughn is the best.
Yes.
I'm just, in the background over here. Rosani says, good morning. Nice to see your mom on the show. Moms rock. Have a great weekend to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yoli Sevilla says, hi. I'm hooked on the show. The show with no name.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's hooked on the show with no name. Awesome stuff, Yoli. Thanks so much for joining us. Eva Jimenez says, morning, Alberto. You are great, but your mom is a superstar.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. No, I mean the second part. I'm not great, but my mother is definitely a superstar.
Thank you.
Elias Sevilla. We've got a lot of people either named Sevilla or tuning in from Sevilla today.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning from Seville, he says.
Mm-hmm.
I am learning a lot with your program.
That's fantastic.
So that's awesome. We hope you're having fun, too. Because if you're just learning and you're not having fun, then you got to tell me because we're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's not enough just to have you guys learning. I want you guys to be eager to learn, excited about learning. And all our challenges and all the crazy things we do here on the show. Gus Smithy says, hello, double A, to good morning, my friend. You look like your mother. Nice to see you. And God bless you and your mom.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
A lot of people, in fact, my wife even, and, she sees my face very closely.
Yes.
I don't think anybody sees my face as closely as my wife, Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you and your mom look alike.
That's the DNA.
That's the DNA, which in Spanish is ADN. ADN.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They just mix the letters around.
Okay.
Right? DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Dinoribonucleic acid.
Something like that.
Yeah. Nobody knows. We've got Sonia tuning in from DR.
Wow.
No, not doctor. DR, the
Dominican Republic. Wow.
So Sonia in the house. Good morning from the Dominican Republic. There's a place on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've always, also in New York, I always had Dominican friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they shared pictures and I was like, oh man, and we have a lot of Dominican followers as well because, for a period, Vaughn Radio was on the air in the Dominican Republic.
Wow. Okay, wow.
And, a lot of people there were able to discover Vaughn Radio, so that's awesome. To our friends in DR, in the Dominican Republic, which is great to have
or
you guys.
Or RD, Republica Dominicana.
Right. In English, it's DR. It's like ADN, DNA.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they say AIDS in Spanish?
SIDA.
They just mix they're mixing the letters around over there, right? ONG. ONG is an NGO, non-governmental organism. Uh-huh. They say ONG.
Oh, okay.
Organización non-governamental. So, guys, we're speaking the same language, just in different order.
Different order.
All right, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So,
stick around.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Vive con nosotros.
I am your mama. I am your mama. Yo soy tu madre. I am your mama now.
Alberto Alonso.
Einstein.
I am your mama now.
That's right, folks. We're here with my mama on the show with no name.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning on this awesome day. And guys, we are live on Facebook right now. So remember to participate on Facebook. One of you is going to win my latest book.
English on the go.
That's right. English on the go. Once we give you all threes. A couple comments really quickly. We got so many comments. People tuning in from all around the world on Twitter, on Facebook. Jordi says, hi, Alberto. Congratulations for your 10 years of show with no name. And be careful. Your mom steals the show. Definitely a star is born.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Hey, as long as she comes in and does it every day, then I'll retire. Imagine that. Mom still working and son retired. Jimmy De La Cruz says, good morning, Linda and Double A. It's
good
nice
morning.
To hear you again.
Good morning, Jimmy.
And watch you through Facebook. Thanks for being. That's very nice of you.
Very
thanks
nice.
For being.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. And we've got, remember I said Dominican Republic? Mm-hmm. Well, Perez Joel is listening from the Dominican Republic as well, reporting live from DR.
Wow.
David Gomez tuning in today. What's up, David? Angela, she's in the stain.
The stain?
La Mancha.
Oh, La Mancha.
Bad joke, right?
Uh-huh.
Really
La Mancha.
Bad joke.
Okay.
Well, if you learned a new word in English, then is it such a bad joke? So, yeah, La Mancha, an awesome, beautiful area of Spain, right? Very well known because of
Don Quixote.
Which I thought as a kid, did you know that? I thought it was Don Quixote.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Like donkey.
Oh, really?
Well, I never saw it until I was older. So you and Dad be like, oh, Don Quixote, donkey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Burro Quixote. That's crazy. That's a weird name for a... And then there was a donkey in it. And I'm like, okay, well, the donkey is really important in this story.
Easy mistake.
Right. So, all right. Well, Mom, just as you can see, we've got listeners tuning in from the Americas, from Europe, from Eastern Europe, from all different time zones. And back in the day, we wrote a little rap.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, en aquel entonces, we wrote a little rap. And I'm thinking we can do it today. It's Friday. I have to see if I can remember it, but your part's easy.
My part's easy.
This is one of the surprises.
Okay.
So can you do this with me? And viewers, listeners, it's the show with no name. It's the show with no name. And over and over. It's the show with no name. And that's you can follow. Again, you're going to have another voice, Claire, and singing it with you. But let's practice it.
Okay.
It's the show with no name. It's the show. All right, you got it. Hit it, Juanjo. Let's do it. A ver si me acuerdo. Let's see if I remember my part.
Okay.
Ready?
It's the show with no name. It's the show with no name.
You got it.
Now this is a shout out, so eat your heart out. All my peeps in Spain loving show with no name to DR. So close, yet so far. It's the show.
You got it, Mark.
With no name. It's the show with no name.
I left my heart in Venezuela like a telenovela. Never been to Costa Rica, la tierra's muy chica. Big hugs to Peru, say what you gonna do. Puerto Rico, Isla del Encanto, send them mucho love. Y tanto way down in Mexico. I said, you know I gotta go. Now you know I gotta go. To my peeps in Colombia, I love every one of you. To my... You know I get silly.
Can't forget about Uruguay.
Paraguay, all the hands up. All the ladies, all the guys.
All the way down
to Argentina. Oh yeah, you know what I mean. Gotta get down to Brazil. I don't think I'll really ever get my fill. So
I'm sorry
if I left anyone out. So I'm sending one big shout out. Peace.
Ready? Everybody.
Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic.
There you are, DR.
Venezuela, Mexico.
The show with no name. It's the show with no name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tato Guapo.
Yeah, I never thought that we were going to rap together.
Good thing I'm flexible.
Good thing you were born ready, Lynn. Hmm? You were born ready for this stuff. And you're a natural. You're a natural. I mean, you just took it and you ran with it.
You ran with it.
Now tell the listeners what this expression means. I said you took it and you ran with it.
You did a good job of it.
You did a good job. You took it, like, think of it like a baton. You're running. Mm-hmm. You took it and you ran with it. You did what you had to do.
You had to do. Mm-hmm.
You took it and you ran with it. Great expression there, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got to listen to our Say What soundbite again.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to give it to you twice in this half because in the last part of the show, we're going to be interviewing pronunciation with Emma.
Okay.
So, Juanjo, let's hear our Say What soundbite, please. We've got...
We'll knock on every door until our knuckles bleed. We'll beg and we'll plead and we won't take no for an answer.
All right. So, there we go. Now, one person got it already. Again, do you believe it?
That seems difficult.
It's unless you listen to it like twice, or like you repeat the thing. But listening to it once, I doubt I could get it. Myself.
I couldn't get it at all.
So I don't know, man. I'm not going to say your name because I don't want to say you're lying or cheating. But I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've told you this before. So, again, I don't think, even if I had to write down what was being said there, I couldn't get it all. And I'm pretty fast at that stuff. And then we want to know who's speaking to. So who's speaking and what are they saying? We'll hear that a little bit later at the end of this section of the show.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a lot of stuff. We're live on Facebook, right? We're live on Facebook, which is cool. Always good. Your favorite social media. And you're going to share it with all your friends,
right.
I'm sure. So you want to send a shout out to anybody?
Hi, everybody.
Well, let's say some names. So your friends who are going to watch it. Who's going to be watching?
Diana.
Diana, what's up?
Eileen.
Eileen in the house.
Nancy.
Nancy.
Not my sister. Let's see who else.
Well, we'll give your sister a shout out too, even
Gracie.
Though she's not on Facebook. Gracie in the house. Aunt Grace.
Susan, my sister-in-law's on Facebook.
Susan, what's up, Aunt Susan?
Christina, Nicholas.
Christine, you guys are you're meeting my whole family now.
Melissa, Brian.
Shout outs
shout
over there.
Out.
We're giving a shout out. Un saludo. And, well, guys, remember, today on Facebook, you'll be able to win my latest book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo, which is available now in almost every bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
What's the line? Wherever fine books are sold.
Wherever fine books are sold.
Wherever fine books are sold, right? That's what they say. All right, so what do you want to do over here, Mom? Do you feel like doing Name That Lyric? Do you want to do Double Trouble?
Mom's Phrases.
Claro, cómo no.
I want to do Mom's Phrases.
Before I forget it.
Before you forget.
All right, well, guys, you know what time it is. It's time for...
Mom Phrases.
The plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the cop, and I did this again.
If anything, you came near the license plate suppression, there are dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say this cab was rare, but I thought, now forget it, your home's to the left. Getting jiggy with it.
All right, so, Mom Phrases.
Okay.
What have you got for us today, Mom?
Well, this would be when a child is not really talking back verbally.
Okay.
But he is talking
back. Now, let's look at this. Talk back.
Talk back.
Is to contestar in Spanish, right?
Okay.
To give lip, we say. Don't give me any lip.
Mm-hmm.
Yakety yak. Don't talk back.
But the child is not talking back with his mouth.
Okay.
But he is talking back with his facial expression.
Oh, right. So a lot of times kids are like, yeah, all right, fine.
But no, without the words.
But they're not agreeing.
But without the words.
Okay.
So the expression is, you'd better wipe that smirk off your face or else.
You'd better wipe that. You said that to me many times.
Mm-hmm. You better
because
wipe
that. Because I'm a big smirker. I smirk a lot. Now, what is a smirk? A smirk is when you smile smugly.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean? You're like, it's a smile of superiority. Like, yeah, but you're not my boss. You know? So it is. It's an interesting smile because it's like a sarcastic smile, isn't it?
It's the child being sarcastic to the parent,
right?
Mm-hmm. But not saying any words.
So it's a smug. The way it's defined here is a smug
or scornful smile
or a scorn. So it's a smile, but it's not really a smile.
It's not really
is it?
A smile.
It's like a smirk.
Because if it was a genuine smile, the parent wouldn't say that.
Right. Mm-hmm. If they say, okay, Mom, you're right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Real smile. But mm-hmm. when it's a smirk, it's like, yeah, whatever, mm-hmm. Mom. Like, I'm smiling, but really, I disagree with mm-hmm. you. So it's like this smirk. What mm-hmm. did I smirk a lot when I was a kid? I still do. Did I?
I guess you did.
Yeah?
You had your share.
Okay. So, yeah. And you used to say, wipe that smirk off your face, mm-hmm. is what you used to say to mm-hmm. me. Or else.
Or else. You don't even have to say or else sometimes. The child knows, like, you better not.
Right. So, that's a good one to know. You'd better.
You'd better.
Mm-hmm. You'd better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a very mom and dad phrase. Mm-hmm. Más te vale. You better. Now, in the United States, we say you better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's technically you'd better from you had better. But nobody knows. Nobody says that like that. We say you better.
You'd better.
Do you put the D in there or you say
the
you
D
better?
In. I say you'd. Yeah, I do.
A
I
lot
put
of people don't, though. You
I
notice
say you'd
that, right?
Better.
You better
I
listen. You and But technically it's correct as you'd better listen.
Well, since I pronounce correctly, I say you'd better.
There you go, guys. Pronounce like Linda. She's releasing a pronunciation course coming up soon. No. Available now in Vaughn Tienda. Pronounce with Linda. So, hey, it would be a successful course because you're a great communicator, Mom, as
Thank
you know.
You. Thank you.
So, what were we saying? I just got lost there.
About
you. Oh, you'd better.
Better. Mm-hmm.
You'd better. So how many times in my life did I hear you'd better? Or else?
Or else.
Two parts of that, because you'd better is más te vale, like mm-hmm. a strong warning.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd better listen to me,
mm-hmm.
or else, porque si no.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, normally you don't even have to say what follows or else.
They know.
Because you could just look at me and say, or else, mm-hmm. and I know the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is really important. Now, you'd better. You'd better. And then I like that. Wipe. Wipe is... Whoa!
Vamos con la segunda. A ver si sabes decirnos de qué ciudad se trata.
That's right. Time for Mystery City clue number two. But I just want to finish up really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So wipe, too. To wipe is to clean something. Like
right.
you wipe
mm-hmm.
something. So it literally means wipe that smirk off your face.
Off your face. Or
and
else.
That means quítate esa cara de tal. Mm-hmm. I don't know, smirk. Now, in Spanish, there's sonreír con suficiencia.
Mm-hmm.
Sonreír con superioridad. The best way I tell the students to know what a smirk is
mm-hmm.
is go to Google Images mm-hmm. and put the word smirk.
And then
you'll just see pictures of someone smirking.
That's a great idea.
I mean, you know, anytime we, because maybe in Latin America it's called one thing, and in Spain it's called something else,
mm-hmm.
which happens. Ordenador, computadora, for example.
Right.
So what? Google will solve that for
mm-hmm.
you. You're
okay.
like, oh, I don't know, but what? And then put Google Images, put the
smirk.
Word in question, smirk, and okay. let's do it. I'm not just look, smirk, smirk, S M I R K. Right? Smirk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very mom word, like to smirk, to smile irritatingly smug. And you've got faces of people smiling with,
mm-hmm.
I'm smiling, but I'm really saying F you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really. And they say that. Don't be smug.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so smug. And it's another word that's it's that irritating, that conceited smile, like, mm-hmm. I'm smiling, but really I'm telling you F off.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers don't like that.
We communicate more with body language than with words.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when people get caught up on words.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So the whole expression is you'd better
wipe that smirk off your face or else.
You'd better wipe that smirk off your face
or else.
All right. Well, there it is. Today's mom phrase. Now, Mom, it is time for our second city clue here.
Okay.
Now, no, we don't want anybody to guess yet.
Okay.
You have to hear all three clues. So right now, there's no guessing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remind them of clue number one. There are great falls in this city.
There are great falls in this city.
So be careful.
Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Number two.
Silky smooth.
The city is?
Silky smooth.
Now, you guys say something similar. Como la seda.
Oh, okay. Like
seda
silk.
Seda is silk.
Like silk.
So silky smooth. Suave como la seda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Again. We're looking for double meanings here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first Mystery City clue, There are great falls in this city. The second one?
Silky smooth.
The city is?
Silky smooth.
This city is silky smooth. All right, so guys, I've got to tell you, don't guess yet.
There's one more clue.
There's one more clue coming, but the first person to guess correctly will win my latest book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés, Viajando por el Mundo.
Mm-hmm.
So you think someone's going to be able to guess it when we release that third clue, or you think it's going to be hard?
It's going to be difficult.
But everything's doable, right?
Everything's doable.
Everything's doable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have your two mystery city clues there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm thinking right now, because you know me. You know I love music. I'm a big music fan. And we've already sung a couple songs.
Already?
But I thought maybe we could do, what's that section?
Name that lyric.
Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
Yeah! Show with no name 2.0. And I've got to tell you something. We've got Katia in Valencia who says, oh, I'm totally using it with my son, especially the or else one.
In English or in Spanish, Katia?
In English. In English, of course. Or else.
Or else.
And she says, tomorrow is Comic Con, and he hasn't done his homework yet.
He better get on the job.
He better. Más le vale.
He'd better.
She did it without even trying here.
He'd better.
Get his homework done, or he's not going to Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Javi López says, hi, Alberto, and wonderful mom, with an O.
With an O,
not British, not mum, because it's not mum. She's
mom.
Not my mum, she's my mom. Ah. And he says, I learned a bit of Italian last year, and babbo means padre, daddy.
Oh, okay.
You both have a super weekend.
You too, Javi.
You too. Yeah, yesterday, my mom can attest to this. What happened to me yesterday during the dinner / show? What was I doing? What was coming out of my eyes?
Oh, you were crying.
Okay, I was choked up.
You were choked up, yes.
I was crying like a baby last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to tell the listeners why? I'm sure you know why.
Being at the restaurant and hearing the Italian music reminded him of his grandpa, my late dad.
That's right.
Alberto.
So yesterday, I felt like I celebrated Thanksgiving with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't remember the last time I can say I did that.
Right.
You know when you feel that someone's there, enjoying the moment?
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, I was very, very... And I couldn't stop. I was trying to control myself.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was like, oh, my God, poor thing. And I said, well, I'm just thinking of my grandfather.
Yeah. Because the
way Bruno was singing and the songs, and it reminded me of my grandfather. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how powerful music is.
Music is powerful, yes.
You know, music really can take you to another time.
Mm-hmm. Another time and place.
I'm sure you hear certain Beatles songs that you grew up with, and you're like, I remember being 10 years old or 15 years old.
You sometimes remember what you were doing in that part of your life when you hear an old song.
Right.
That you can relate to. Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you hear this drilling over here, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
Están haciendo obras justo encima, creo. No sé si se cuela el micro, but I can hear it pretty loud.
Yeah, I can hear it.
There's someone drilling, and I don't mean doing English drills. Ejercicio. There's a double meaning for you.
Mm-hmm.
A drill is zzzz.
They're doing renovations.
And also a drill is an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a double trouble. But we didn't do double trouble yet.
All right. Let's do that. Name that lyric.
Okay. Now, if we can hear ourselves here, because I'm hearing that drill pretty loud. All right. Well, let's see. Mom, this is another surprise here.
Oh, okay.
So you can't look.
I can't look?
If you could put your microphone over here, you're punished. You're grounded. Castigada. Grounded.
I can't look at this
screen. No, but you have to get near the microphone or they're not going to hear you. So you see what we're doing here?
Okay.
So you're still on the microphone, but you're not looking at the screen.
Okay.
And listen, quiero que oís. I want you to hear. Lo oyes el... Oh, my God. Listen. Nice. Y golpes también. This is nice. Is this a test? Me están poniendo a prueba porque... Man, it's hard to concentrate.
difícil concentrarse con tanto. And they siempre lo hacen en mi programa. ¿O qué pasa? I think the construction workers here, they don't like me. No les caigo bien. Because they're like, Alberto's on the air. Let's start banging around on our hammers and stuff. All right, well, guys, this is a challenge for you. This is a challenge for my mom, for all of you. So good luck, guys. And good luck trying to hear me competing with that loud drilling sound. Porque no es bajito, es alto ahora, tío. And si no, Fred, we got to stop the show. Porque no se puede. I can't even hear myself. Es que no me oigo a mí mismo. Okay, so, guys, the show must go on. It's time for Name That Lyric. Now, I'm going to give you the song lyrics in English today. Now, I usually give them to you in Spanish. So what does that mean? Well, you're just going to have to guess what song it is with the English lyrics. All right?
Okay.
And there's that drilling sound again, driving me crazy. All right, so here we go, guys. If you know it, you can participate on Twitter or on Facebook. Me voy a quedar sin voz compitiendo con este. You can check us out on Twitter or on Facebook if you want to participate in this Name That Lyric. All right? So what a wonderful thing, a sunny day. The serene air after a thunderstorm. The fresh air and a party is already going on.
I know it.
There's the drill. Mm-hmm. Hay que meterlo cada 33 segundos. The fresh air and a party is already going on. Did I already say that one?
I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful thing, a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
But another sun that's brighter still. It's my own sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's in your face.
Mm-hmm.
The sun, my own sun, it's in your face. It's in your face. So do you know the song?
It sounds much better in the original lyric. Should I say it?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But you know it. I know. Trust you.
I
if
know
my
this.
Mom says she knows the song,
I know the song,
she knows the song.
It sounds much better in the original language,
well,
not in the English. Much better.
You can come back now.
I can come back?
You're not grounded anymore.
Okay.
Ya no estás castigado.
Okay.
You can come back. Now, Mom, I'm thinking maybe, quizá, Juanjo, tengo una idea. Mandamos a mi madre a los que están con la obra que les... You better stop or else. Más os vale parar, porque si no, como suba ahí con el alpargate... Remember, Mama, she used to...
Mama would throw the shoe.
All right. So, folks, let's take a look then. We've got a lot of people participating on Facebook. Hello, everybody. Celio says she is really nice.
Thank
you so much.
I imagine
talking about you.
Thank you.
Juan Ramon says you can't say you don't look like your mother.
I guess we do. Yeah.
We look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Alberto and Mom, says Fiends.
Hello, Fiends.
It must be Bricoman. Bricoman. I don't. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're doing something over here, but... Mm-hmm. It's the true challenge is seeing if I can concentrate with all of this. Mario says, haha, you guys are so adorable. And you have the same mannerisms. Look, loving this more than I thought.
Oh, thank you so much, Mario.
So there we go. Mm-hmm. Javier Flipada knows the song.
Mm-hmm.
And people know it on Twitter. All right, well, our winners, ladies and gentlemen, Javier Flipada, Express, Iñaki,
yay,
and Roberto La Mosa.
All right.
What's the name of the song?
Oh, Solo Mio.
Oh, Solo Mio.
All right.
Do you know the lyrics?
Not really.
Well, we're going to sing it after.
I don't really know it.
Well, that's why we have Google, though.
Okay.
Google can help us.
This time I can look.
And I finally chose a song that I think you'll know.
Okay.
And we're going to dedicate his Name That Lyric to Grandpa.
To
my mm-hmm. grandfather, my late grandfather, Alberto.
Alberto Lembo.
Because he used to sing this song
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to sing this awesome Italian song. We're going to learn some Italian today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Napolitan.
Napolitan. I think it was written in the Napolitan dialect.
So we're going to learn some, not Italian, some Napolitan. This is the song Titanium. We both have titanium in us. This is our song.
This is our song?
Yeah. All right, Mom, we're going to a commercial break. What do we tell them?
Stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Oh, yeah!
That's right, folks. That's right. It's the show with no name 2.0. We're here with my mom, Linda Alonzo.
Hello, everyone, again. It's great to be here.
Time's flying by
it
again.
It is flying by.
I can't believe I get paid.
Just like I flew over on Iberia, it's flying by here.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really? Sometimes I think about it. I'm like, wow, is it? Are you allowed to enjoy your job that much?
Yes, that's very important.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know. All right. Well, folks, I've got to tell you something. Time is just ticking by, and we've got so much to do. Because remember, in our last half an hour.
God bless you.
Thank you. In our last half an hour, we're going to be meeting Emma.
Mm-hmm.
From Pronunciation with Emma, and she's awesome. I know you guys are going to love her. She's a wonderful teacher, mm-hmm. and you guys are going to meet her soon. Coming soon.
Okay.
But we've got a lot of stuff to do still. We have to listen to our sound bite two more times. But since we're not going to listen to it in the final half an hour of the program, mm-hmm. we're going to listen to it two times now.
Okay.
So, Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo la tercera vez, the third time, today's sound bite.
We'll knock on every door until our knuckles bleed. We'll beg and we'll plead and we won't take no for an answer.
All right.
Okay.
Now, would you have known who it was?
No.
Okay. Me neither. Me neither. So, it's interesting. If you guys know who it is, then you have an advantage over my mother and I.
I would think somebody younger would know.
I would say, maybe a teen. But even a Spanish teenager maybe watched it in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a show.
Okay.
Well, I just gave you guys another clue. All right. Vamos a ponerlo una vez más, and then later we'll reveal it. So, guys, this is your fourth and final say what. Juanjo, danoslo la última vez, please.
We'll knock on every door until our knuckles bleed. We'll beg and we'll plead, and we won't take no for an answer.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, if you know who's speaking, what they're saying, and why.
Why and where.
And
what,
who,
they had what, for breakfast,
where, what they had for breakfast.
What
we want to
wearing.
Know everything. Okay. You can participate on Twitter or on Facebook. As I said, you can watch the program today. Mm-hmm. So our name that lyric is O Sole Mio.
O Sole Mio. Mm-hmm.
I did that on purpose. I changed it.
Yeah, I know. You sent me the script. It wasn't on there.
I can surprise you,
can
you too, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's O Sole Mio, mm-hmm. which is a song that my grandfather used to sing to us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's one of the earliest, but it's in Napolitan, you said, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a dialect of Napolitan.
I don't speak Italian, but the song was written in the dialect of the people of the Naples area.
And you looked it up. What else do you know about this song? You looked it up this morning, which was perfect. I didn't tell you that. I said, good. Keep writing down information.
It won second place in a contest.
Okay, so it wasn't even first place.
It didn't even make first place.
Oh, that's called a Bisbal in Spain.
Oh, is it?
Because David Bisbal was second place in Operación Triunfo, and he's the most famous
one. Okay.
So second place is better in those contests,
mm-hmm.
because the first place one's like, yeah, yeah.
I don't know
but
what
the second place one is the one who can like concentrate on mm-hmm. their work.
And the writers of the song sold it at that time for 25 lira, which
peanuts.
Was nothing, and lived the rest of their lives in poverty. So they made no money on this song.
So this, one of the most famous songs
mm-hmm.
ever,
mm-hmm.
and no money was made. Nobody paid the piper.
No.
Nadie pagó al gaitero. Nobody paid the piper.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, and now I imagine it's been, when was the song written, you said?
Late 1800s.
So I think it's public domain
it's
now,
probably
even.
Probably public domain.
I think
domain.
Anybody can do a version of this song. Now, this song has been done by everyone.
Well, Elvis did it as It's Now or Never.
It's now or never.
Mm-hmm. Same
rhythm. Same.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's the same rhythm. So mm-hmm. you all know that rhythm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's so famous. So let's look at this. Que bella cosa. What a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What a beautiful thing.
What a wonderful thing.
Una giornata di sole.
A sunny day.
A giornata is a day, right? Mm-hmm. A sunny day. Nadia serena.
The serene air.
It makes sense. Nadia. Mm-hmm. Nadia, the air. Mm-hmm. Nadia serena. Dopo una tempesta.
After a thunderstorm.
Dopo, after, mm-hmm. tempesta, tempest. Mm-hmm. We say in English a tempest as
mm-hmm.
well,
mm-hmm.
right? Per l'aria fresca.
The fresh air.
Per Gianna festa.
And a party is already going on.
Che bella cosa.
What a wonderful thing.
Una giornata di sole.
A sunny day.
Emana del sole.
But another son.
Più bello in è. I'm singing it wrong. Più bello in è.
Go up a little bit.
Sorry.
Okay. But there's brighter still.
That's brighter still.
That's brighter still.
Okay. Oh, sole mio. My son.
Mm-hmm.
No, my son is for me.
It's my own son.
Sta in fronte a te.
That's in your face.
It's in your face. It's in front. It even sounds like sta in fronte a te. It's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this is a beautiful song. Oh, sole mio. As I said, if you know Elvis's It's Now or Never, same exact song.
Mm-hmm. Same.
In fact, I don't know if people have done a mashup of this.
I don't know. That would be a good idea. Interesting to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, guys, we're going to sing this song together. We're dedicating it to my grandpa, the late Alberto Lembo, Super Al.
Super Al.
As they call them. So, Grandpa, if you're listening, this one is for you.
Bella cosa, nada sole, n'aria serena, dopo una tempesta, bella aria fresca, pare già una festa. Che bella cosa una giornata di sole.
There we go. Now, guys, of course, we're not going to compete with the three tenors.
Yes.
No vamos a competir con los tres tenores.
Not even the two tenors.
Not even one tenor.
Not even the alto and the tenor.
What a great version of the song. Wow.
But it's great to sing.
Placid Sunday, Plácido Domingo, and Carreras. Who are the three tenors?
It would be José Carreras, Plácido Domingo, and
Luciano Pavarotti.
Luciano Pavarotti. You can see it on YouTube.
Great. This was live in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this song has been done over and over,
over
by
and
many,
over.
Many people because it's that good.
It's that good.
So that one was for Grandpa. A little Italian today for you, amigos. All right. Well, we need to solve our say what soundbite here.
Okay.
So, Mom, who was speaking in this say what soundbite?
Miley Cyrus.
That's right. Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Miley Cyrus playing the role of Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Right, one of her breakthrough roles, Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana. And what does she say in here? Well, let's take a look at it, right? And then we'll hear her say it again. But she says, we'll knock on every door.
Mm-hmm.
We'll knock on every door until our knuckles bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are your knuckles?
The bones on your hand.
Right. So those nudillos in Spanish.
So if you say somebody, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich, you're going to punch them
you're
in the face.
Punch them in the face, mm-hmm. right? So knuckles with a K, K-N.
Mm-hmm.
Knuckle, se escribe, right? Knuckles.
Yeah, you don't pronounce the K.
So that's what she says.
You don't pronounce the first K.
Yeah. We'll knock on every, like a knock.
Mm-hmm.
Knock and knuckles.
Yeah.
We'll knock on every door until our knuckles bleed. We'll beg. Beg is rogar. We'll plead.
Mm-hmm.
Rogar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Please, 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 please. To beg and to plead.
Mm-hmm.
We'll beg and we'll plead. And we won't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
It means no aceptaremos no como respuesta.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Miley Cyrus playing Hannah Montana. Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo ahora que sabemos qué dice. This is Miley Cyrus.
We'll knock on every door until our knuckles bleed. We'll beg and we'll plead and we won't take no for an answer.
All right.
There you go, folks. There you go. It is Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus over there. Are you a Miley Cyrus fan, Mom?
No.
I am.
My era.
Yeah, but just because something's not your era doesn't mean you know what I mean? You're not limited to only liking things in your era.
I like things
or you couldn't like big band music. That's not your era.
That's true.
So if your definition of I can't listen to music because it's not from my era, well, then half the music you listen to, you shouldn't be listening to.
Okay. You have a point.
With that philosophy.
You have a point.
Because then you're listening to stuff from grandma's era and stuff from eras after yours.
I like other eras, too.
So it's good to be open-minded is my point.
Mm-hmm.
My mom sometimes with music, she's like, no, I don't like it. I'm like, well, just give it a listen. And you'll be surprised. I'm telling you, I've gotten my mother to listen to Ozzy Osbourne and say, that's a good song.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's always great to be open-minded, as we always say here. All right. So Miley Cyrus was our Hannah Montana over there. I'm a Miley Cyrus. Oh, wait a second.
Y la tercera pista para averiguar de qué ciudad se trata...
Folks, that's right. It is time for our third Mystery City Clue.
Mm-hmm.
Today, our third Mystery City Clue. And the first person to guess our Mystery City will win my latest book called...
English on the Go.
I got to keep you on your toes, Mom, not just the students. I got to make sure you're paying attention.
Paying attention.
Guys, my mother seems very young and everything, but she's a senior citizen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, legally.
It's
una anciana por ley,
right? Oh, yeah.
Not anciana, but she's a senior.
Oh,
she gets the discounts and everything.
I get the discounts.
Le dan los descuentos.
And I always ask for them.
Oh, she, Renfe, all of them, right? Why not? Why not? You've lived long enough to say, I deserve a discount.
Senior discount.
All right. So, but guys, this is our third and final clue. Let's review the first two.
Okay. The first one was Great Falls.
Yeah, the falls there are great.
The second clue, silky smooth.
The city is silky smooth.
And the third clue is something to do with Alexander.
No, Mom.
No?
You ruined.
Oh.
I just did it. Read it as it's. Read it there.
Okay.
Don't add stuff. Because now it's exactly known exactly what we were talking about when it could have been a musical before.
Oh, okay. Something to do with Hamilton.
Mom, if you guys don't get it now, she just gave you the
really
big clue there.
I'm really trying to help you here.
She's really trying. I guess she's on your side,
I'm
folks.
I'm on your side.
So it has something to do with Hamilton.
Something to do with Hamilton.
With Hamilton. What is Hamilton? Well, it's a Broadway musical. It's a famous last name of someone in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you those clues there. But if you say the name, which wasn't there, then there's no cryptic part to it.
Okay.
See, Mom?
I'm trying to make it too easy.
Yeah, I know, but we shouldn't make it too easy. We're giving them a free book.
Okay.
So the first person to guess our Mystery City now, who has not won my book already,
mm-hmm.
will win. So clue number one, there are great falls in this city.
Mm-hmm.
Clue number two, it is a silky, smooth city.
Mm-hmm.
And clue number three, it has something to
do with Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Which right now is the hottest musical on Broadway.
And has been for a number of years already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tickets are pretty sold out. Next mm-hmm. time I go, I'm going to see if I can, even if I have to pay top dollar, but I would like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so folks, let's see if you can guess today's Mystery City. I'm taking a look on Twitter. Anix says Boston.
No.
Nope. It's not Boston,
not Boston.
Anix. Nice
no.
try. I don't see anybody trying on Facebook. Oh, cool. Nobody wants a free book. Awesome. I'll keep it. In fact, if nobody wins it, I'm going to give it to you, and you can give it to whoever you want.
Okay.
In the family, your Facebook friends, whoever.
Okay.
Maybe you know some people who are learning English.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so folks, if you want to get my latest book for free, just tell us what city we're talking about. Your three clues are the city has great falls, the city is silky smooth, and it has something to do with Hamilton.
That's a hard one. This is a hard one.
Hamilton. Mm-hmm. All right, so... That's all we can give you. If you know what city it is, you can now participate.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally open. Now, in the meantime, I'm thinking we can take a look at a section called Famous Birthday Trivia.
Okay.
With no name. Oi, oi, oi. It's birthday.
right, all right. Now, a lot of you guys are saying New York City. A lot of you are saying Boston, but no, no. Neither of those cities.
Neither of those.
So we're still open. Somebody's going to win my latest book, English on the Go. The first person to guess our mystery city. We've got Clay Cifuentes, who says Ottawa, Canada.
Wrong country.
Okay. Well, see, my mom's giving you some clues over there. Wrong country. Ottawa, Canada.
No.
No. It's not New York City.
No.
It's not Boston.
But New York, you're warm.
Oh, okay. So she's giving you a little clue
warm.
There.
Warm.
You're warm.
You're warm.
By saying New York City, you are warm.
Yes.
Que vas bien. You're on the right track, as we say. In English, we say you're warm, you're cold when you're guessing something, right? Oh, getting warmer. Okay. Right?
Right?
This is, I don't know if you do something similar in Spanish, guys. Ah, ahí vas calentando. Ooh, now you're totally cold. So this is when you're guessing something. And right now, I would say Ottawa, Canada, it's a cold guess.
That's the coldest.
The coldest, literally and figuratively.
In many ways.
New York. They're pretty warm.
That's
there.
Warm.
You're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I've got that book in my hand right now. I don't know who to give it to. The first person who guesses our mystery city that we do every Friday, Iwa Dermont says Charlestown.
Nope.
And the good guesses, guys,
nope.
But nobody's got it yet. All right, should we give him another clue? Katia says Chicago.
Nope.
Just think that I did today's Name That Lyric for a reason. It was dedicated to my mother and my grandfather. Well, to my family. So just think along those lines. So if you think like, okay, today I'm dedicating a lot of the sections to my late grandfather and to my mom and all that. So there's another clue. Right?
Yes.
I think that's a pretty good clue there. So, amigos.
And can I say?
The city?
No.
What depends, Mom. I don't know. Your clues are like, the city starts with a
no.
And ends with it. You spell it for them.
The street?
No.
Can?
No.
Okay.
No.
All
you're
right.
Giving it away.
Okay.
Elena says, yeah, we say frío, templado y caliente. Great. Thank you, Elena. We're always learning things here. Philly? No.
No.
Newark, New Jersey. Getting warmer.
Warmer.
Getting warmer, fiends. Alex Kolosova, Chicago. No.
No.
Pablo says Pittsburgh. No. Nobody has won the book
no.
yet. This is freaking
Newark
crazy.
Is warmer than New York City.
Okay.
All right.
We've got Buffalo.
No.
Glens Falls.
I have no idea where that is.
Fran Javier says New Orleans.
No.
Or as they say, Nolens.
No.
Nolens. Anybody know it?
I don't think so.
Well, it looks like we're keeping the book today. We've got another 5 minutes or so for you guys to guess the mystery city. If not, we'll give you a fourth. Well, I've given them four clues already.
Mm-hmm.
I said it has something to do with my grandfather.
Right.
Right. I dedicated the song to him. We're going to dedicate the show to him. Why not? While we're here. It's a silky smooth city. The city has great falls. I got a lot of Philadelphias here.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. It's not Philadelphia. Let's see. We've got a winner.
Oh, we got a winner.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We've got a winner over here. You want to say her name?
Betita.
You got to say it in the microphone.
Oh, Betita Cruz.
See if you say, Betita. She's not going to hear you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
you've got it.
All right. Betita Cruz.
Yes.
She nailed it on Facebook,
all
Mom.
Right.
What do you think?
Terrific.
Wow, excellent job. That's the first time she's won as well. So congratulations, Betita Cruz. I'll write you a message. We'll get in touch with you.
And the city, should we say now?
Yeah, now we
the
can say
the city is Paterson, New Jersey.
The city is Paterson, New Jersey, the birthplace of my mom.
My mom and my dad, my mother, and the place that my ancestors immigrated to from Italy.
Right.
And the place where I work. So I'm there all the time.
So Paterson, you're still a big part. So we looked at the movie Paterson this week with Adam Driver. We know the story of, here come the story of the hurricane. How many hurricanes came to you blame?
You sound just like Dylan.
Yeah. Bob Dylan. Chilling like Bob Dylan. So yeah, Paterson, New Jersey.
Paterson was the center of the silk industry in the United States.
Well, this is what we have to explain now. So why did I say silky smooth?
It was the silk industry par excellence.
Yeah. So the capital of the silk world in the United States was Paterson, New Jersey. Now, number two, like I said, the falls there are great, or this was number one. What does that mean?
There's the Great Falls, which is a waterfall. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone has probably heard of Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
On the east coast of the United States, the second largest falls are the Great Falls in Paterson.
So if you want to take a look in Paterson, New Jersey, in fact, my grandpa used to take me there as a kid. Mm-hmm. My mom used to take me to the Great Falls of Paterson, New Jersey.
And with Hamilton, Alexandra.
No, wait, one more thing. Don't jump the gun yet, because I think it's important. It's worth saying how important the Great Falls were in electricity production and Benjamin Franklin. Was it Benjamin Franklin?
No, there wasn't electricity back then.
I'm talking about the water. Grandpa told me that they used it as a plant. They were able to harness the power of the water.
That was many years later. Okay. Thomas Edison built an electrical generating plant, which is still in use today, which manufactures some of the electricity for the city of Paterson, not all of it.
So Thomas Edison went to these falls, and he said, we've got to harness this energy.
Well, that was Hamilton that did that, though.
And it was Hamilton.
Hamilton did it.
Hamilton did everything.
Hamilton did it, yeah. He said, in this place, and again, this was the 1790s, we can use the energy of the water to turn the water wheels to put factories along the river.
Right.
And that was the beginning of the industry of the United States.
So
industry in the United States, guys, didn't start in New York City or Boston or Chicago. It started in Paterson, New Jersey.
Paterson, the silk capital, the Great Falls, and then Hamilton. So now Hamilton is the number one musical on Broadway.
Yes, it is.
But also Alexander Hamilton, as you said before. What's his deal?
He was the one that was there on a picnic one day and saw the falls and said, we can convert this into energy.
He said, this is beautiful and powerful.
Powerful. We can convert, again, no electricity back then, but we can convert the water wheels into power and energy.
And he was one of the founders of, Native Americans there, but mm-hmm. Alexander Hamilton, he was a statesman.
He was Secretary of Treasury. He's on the $5 bill, the $5 bill.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the hottest
ticket on Broadway.
And Hamilton is not only one of our forefathers in the United States, but also I've got to tell you something. He's the most popular name now.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Hamilton. Katia says, Alberto, Betita is the friend who was with me at the party. She is your brand new follower. I always say the show is addictive. Well, Betita, congratulations.
Congratulations,
thank
Petita.
You. Thank you, Katia, for turning her on
mm-hmm.
to us.
Great.
And, you know, it's now or never. You hear it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now I do.
Tomorrow we'll be together. It's now or never.
Uh-huh.
My love won't wait.
Great song.
When I first saw you. With your smile, you like Elvis?
Yeah.
Gotta love Elvis. All right, well, we're going to go to a commercial break right now. But what do we tell the listeners when we go to a commercial break?
Stick around.
Waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here. At last.
It's love. Tonight, tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me. Let your arms invite me.